Welcome to this week's episode of Mountain Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jenna Odell, a senior journalism major on the women's rowing team, and joining me today are sophomore Molly Snow and junior Kenna Winters from Lehigh Women's Lacrosse. Thanks for coming on and welcome to the show.
We're so excited
for having us.
Oh, of course. Literally, this is so fun. So, just want to kick right off and ask, why Lehigh? What was your reason to coming here? If you want to start us off, Kenna.
When I came to like campus just to visit, like it was during COVID, so we couldn't do any like officials or anything like that. But like the day that I came onto campus with my dad, like it was a perfect fall day.
Aww.
All the leaves were like, it was just gorgeous. It was beautiful. That's not like the reason, but I was like,
but
no,
it's definitely part of
the leaves. The leaves,
specifically the leaves.
But and all the things, that was like the cherry on top. I was like, wait, I really like it here. Yeah. I could see myself being here.
The ambiance.
Yes.
The leaves were the ambiance. The vibe, if you will.
For me, my mom went to Lehigh, so been a part of my life. Like growing up, I've always like heard her talk about it. So I think during the whole like recruiting process, I always considered Lehigh. And then when they reached out to me and when I came on my visit, same with Ken, I really loved the campus and I felt immediately like home. And I think it was just the perfect balance and it had everything that I was looking for, like a competitive lacrosse program, great academics. I knew I wanted to be in the business school, so it had a great alumni network there. And I think just the combination of the welcoming culture on the team, the coaches, I think everything was just good distance from home. I think it was everything that I was looking for.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, my gosh.
That's so wholesome.
That was the leaves. No, I mean, both are really wholesome. I feel like just both makes, like, complete sense. Like, I feel like for me, my kind of reasoning was more similar to Kenna's in a sense of, like, I didn't even know that Lehigh was, like, a place. And then I came here, and it was like, oh. Wow.
Are you from around here?
I'm not. I'm from Rochester, New York.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from pretty far upstate.
Yeah. My dad grew up in, like, Corning.
No way.
Yeah.
I, like, tweak whenever I hear about someone from upstate New York, and I'm like, yes, upstate New York.
Sometimes when you have, like, from far away, and people are like, what's Lehigh? And, like, you don't,
yeah,
even,
no,
don't
it's,
even know what
yes.
it is.
But it's interesting, like, the people that do know, like, what Lehigh is in, like, niche places, like, who's going to know about Lehigh and Rochester? And then I work at a country club at home, and I did a podcast with the wrestlers a while ago, and I was, like, serving dinner one time, and I, like, they were just being polite, this, like, group of men. They were, like, just asking, like, where I went to school, and I was like, oh, Lehigh. And they were, like, freaking out about the wrestling team. They were like, oh, my God, like, do you know? This person was, like, listing off names, first, last names and stats, and
that's,
I was like,
so funny.
I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, well, I'm, like, actually pretty good friends with them. And they were, like, fangirling over them. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. But it's interesting, like, coming from somewhere that doesn't really know about Lehigh. Like, sometimes you'll get you go to Lehigh, it's a great school. And you're like, cool.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I'm out and about and, like, traveling, whenever someone does, is like, oh, my God, Lehigh? They're super passionate about it.
Yes.
And it's, like, really cool to just see.
Yeah. And that was, like, my one, like, big experience like that. But, like, there are other little times where, like, I'll be, like, walking around and someone will see my sweatshirt and they'll say, like, oh, my son graduated from there, da-da-da. And it's, like, super cute and wholesome. Anyways, moving on. How did you get started in lacrosse? Because I feel like, at least for me, like, I know in upstate New York, like, lacrosse is a big, big thing. So is that kind of how it was for you guys and just, like,
I think for me, my dad played lacrosse in college, so I think from a young age, I just, like, always had a stick in my hand. And then kind of similar to what you were saying about it, like, my area is very big on lacrosse. I think my town is, like, it's a main sport there, and I feel like all my friends are playing it. So I just started from a young age, and then I eventually stuck with it. And as I dropped my other sports, I loved lacrosse and continued it all the way through.
Yes.
Yeah, same with me. Rumor has it my dad bought me a lacrosse stick before I was actually, like, born. And then, so I was playing by the time I was, like, 4 or 5 and then stuck with it.
Wow. That's, like, with rowing, you don't really start until later in life. So I was playing soccer, and my parents were both, my mom played field hockey but wasn't, like, super big into sports. And then my dad was a big, like, track runner. And I hated running, so I was like, so this isn't going to work. And he was like, But he also played basketball, and he was, like, always trying to get me to play basketball. But I was never really into contact sports, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. And I, when I was playing soccer, like, I'd kind of pick and choose, like, when I wanted to be aggressive. I don't know. I just feel like when I got a concussion, that's why I stopped playing. And my dad kind of gave me, like, two options. He was like, well, if you don't want to do contact sports, like, you can do rowing or you can run track. And I was like, okay, rowing, cool. rowing will be great. Thank you. And here we are. I just chose the better of the two options. And so kind of similar to, like, with your path to lacrosse, how, what, like, position do you play and kind of what was your journey to get to finding, like, your place on the field?
I was a midfielder for, like, majority of, like, middle school. And then in high school, I was, like, veering towards, like, attack. And then now I'm, like, a defender. But I think that, like, when you're younger, if you're fast and if you, like, run at, like, you're a midi. And then in middle school, it's, like, if you know how to handle the ball and you know how to run, you're a midi. And then in high school, that's when I feel like people, like, branch off a little more.
Yeah. It gets more, like, strategic.
Yeah. And then I came in as a midfielder. And then I put, like, in the fall, freshman fall, I was a midfielder. And then they were, like, defense. And I was like, I agree. Like, I was not great on the attacking side. I could get the ball over there, but my, like, attack IQ is very low.
Okay.
Similar experience for me. Growing up, I was a midi all my life. And then as, like, high school came, I started playing attack for my club because my entire team was midi, full of midfielders. And then eventually then for my high school, I switched to attack, and I've stuck there ever since.
Oh, wow. So specifically for you, Molly, I know, I mean, maybe it depends. I don't really know a ton about lacrosse, but what is it like? I mean, when the guys were kind of talking about it, they were saying that, like, it's super fast paced. And,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Is there, when you, like, score a goal, like, is it possible for, like, a defender to, like, get the ball and just, like, ah, and then, like, score a goal? Is that, like, a thing? Like, or not really? Is it kind of like, explain that process to me and, like, how you guys work as a unit to get the ball into the net?
Defense could score, I guess. There's, like, a restraining line, so they can't cross over that. So it's just the attacking base on, like, the side of the goal. But if someone holds, I kind of could come up and score. But I think through, like, a variety of, like, set plays, we just have, I don't really know how to, just, like, it's, like, I feel like fluid motion. And as you continue practicing with people, you get more comfortable with them and you kind of know each other's tendencies. So I feel like building a culture and a chemistry with the other attackers and midfielders that you're playing with really helps you.
Yeah. I feel like that question was off dome. So maybe it wasn't, like, really thought through and, like, made any sense. But either way, I was just, like, wondering because, I mean, in soccer when I was playing, I was midfield, and then it was funny. My team, like, needed a goalie so bad, and I did not want to be a goalie, but I hated awkward silence, and so, like, no one was raising their hand to be the goalie, and so I was just like, oh, my God, can someone just do it? And then I was just like, fine, I'll do it. And so then I ended up being goalie, and I ended up really loving it and was pretty decent, but that just, like, ended any chance for me to score a goal. So now I live vicariously through anyone who can, like, have that celebration feeling. And so kind of as a whole, what are your goals for this season? I mean, we're, like, halfway through, kind of, maybe a little less than that.
I think we're halfway through Patriot League play.
Yeah.
So
just about halfway.
Yeah.
What are your goals for the rest of the season?
I think for the rest of the season, like, capitalizing on the rest of our games and trying to win what we can win, and then seeing where that leaves us in the tournament, and then going from there.
I think going off that, we've had, like, a tough couple past few games playing some of the top teams in the league, like Loyola, Army. But I think these next couple games are opportunities for us that in games where we can win, and I think prove to these teams, like, even though our past games haven't been the outcome we were necessarily hoping for, I think we're able, or we have the opportunity to turn things around and really have an impact or like show what we can do and how we've learned from the past couple games.
What are your goals for like your own individual development over the course like of the rest of your time at Lehigh?
I think just continuing to have an impact, and like obviously right now I'm still an underclassman, so I feel like building like leadership too on the field and kind of like gaining confidence to be able to like speak up even when I knowing that I am younger. And I think having like two and a little more years left, I think there's a lot of time and room for growth just on and off the field, like development wise.
Yeah, I agree with that. Also, for me, it would look more like empowering. We have a very like young team right now, and with the seniors graduate, like I can't believe I'm gonna be a senior next year, but with that kind of comes with empowering like everyone else that's younger than me to also step up and be a leader. And also I remember when I was a freshman, like the people that I looked up to that were playing like my position now, and I want to like be that. I want someone to look at me and like see what I saw in like the seniors or the people that I looked up to on the team.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's like, it's crazy for me, like in being a senior now and like thinking back on like the seniors when I was a freshman, and even like my freshman class was really close to the juniors my freshman year, and they'll like text me and say like, hey, how is everything? And I'm like, actually I'm spiraling because this is like insane. Like you blink and it's over. It's been crazy and really weird. And I'm like, how are there 4 weeks left in the semester?
Insane. Flew by.
Yeah. Crazy. We kind of talked about this, my off-dome question that was really weird, but how do you like make a play, because specifically in a sense of like becoming a playmaker and like kind of starting something and kind of getting momentum moving. But how do you make a play in lacrosse that works? And because is it kind of different because of how fast paced the game is?
I feel like it depends where the ball starts. Like off the draw, if we get it and we have possession right off the bat, it would look different versus when our goalie makes a save and the defenders clear it to the midfielders and then to the attack, and like how fast we're going, like where the ball is and how fast we're going at that time is definitely like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Molly knows all the like actual plays, but I feel like that's a big contributor.
I think also every team that we play against, their defense is different. So I think the week prior to a game, like we really look into their defense and we have our own defense, try to replicate what their defense, like how the other team's defense will play. So I think what we run is based a lot on what the other defense will look like, because if you're playing against a zone, you're not going to run your man-to-man plays. But then if you're playing against a man, you're not going to run your zone plays, if that makes sense. So kind of adjusting and adapting to what the defense is giving you.
Ugh, this is like a learning session for me. This is sick. Okay, fun fact about me. I almost played lacrosse.
Really?
Like I was so close because we had like good friends, and they were like, they knew that I was a soccer goalie and they needed a lacrosse goalie. And they were like, can you just like join us? Like, see if you like it, just try. And I literally like went to Dick's Sporting Goods. I was like looking at the sticks, and my mom was like, you can't even play soccer like aggressively. How are you going to play lacrosse aggressively? So then I was like, yeah, true. But this is like so cool for me to like learn about these sports like this. Oh! I feel like I'm on the team. Put me in. I want to hear all the plays. Do you have like fun names for them? Like, are you like?
Yeah.
The names for our plays are definitely really fun.
Yeah.
You should see our play cards as well. No, like, you know, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Like, we have an Espresso play card, and it is of Sabrina Carpenter.
Like, and they like hold it out. We have Crush.
That's so fun. Yeah, in rowing, we have moves. Like throughout a piece, we have like 10-stroke moves, and they'll have like fun names that we have.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. So like our coxswain, the person in the front of the boat, she'll be like, "Okay, in two, like we're gonna do a we had a Ferrari 10."
Oh,
I know.
Like that.
Isn't that kind of fun? Yeah, it was really. That was one of my favorite moves that we did. Or like, at the end, we do like a blackout 10 to prep for the sprint. Right.
Wait,
is
I'm
that
so
just,
intrigued
like, as
by
fast
like
as
how,
you can?
Yeah,
like rowing.
I know. I
like
don't
what's
know.
What's the dis? Like what's the?
Is we do 2,000 meters in the spring and then 5,000 in the fall.
Is that like set for everybody? Like everybody's doing
And then, so we don't do like a Patriot League tournament. We have like a Patriot League day. We just have all of the Patriot League teams like post up in New Jersey. And then we like all race them like one day. And like that just defines like
who wins.
Wow. Yeah.
That's crazy. Which one do you like better, the 2000 or the 5000?
I personally, I mean, on the water racing, I love a 2K. 2000 meters are like, yeah, is like my favorite racing. But on like our indoor like testing pieces, like on the rowing machine, a 5,000 meter piece, 100%. 2Ks actually make me want to vomit. I hate 2Ks. They're so hard.
It's like, they pace differently, I assume?
Yeah. 5,000 meters, like if you don't start like as fast as like you can, it's okay because you can like make up the ground. Mm-hmm. And like it's just like, it's like a, it's a paced sprint, mm-hmm, where a 2K is just like you're going all out for like 8 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And I literally, like, people like pass out and I'm like, good, this is really
awesome.
How long
does the 5,000 take?
20 minutes.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
So it's just like a little bit like,
yeah,
it's just more rhythm to it, where in like a 2K, like you're just going. And I'm like, ew, horrible, disgusting, gross. Blech. Yeah. But our, like, main season is 2,000 meters, and so I'm like, ugh, the worst. So what is your favorite part about the game? I know it's kind of a broad question, but we'll get more specific once you guys.
I think just through all the teams I've been on all growing up, like, the people that I've met, I think I've met people, like, across the, like, from all over the country that I'm still close with today and still, like, talk to. So I think just the people that I've met all the way and, like, along the way and have made it so worthwhile and fun.
Yeah, I feel like the relationships and, like, the people that you meet and then that directly translating into, like, gameplay, like, chemistry or whatever, and, like, set, like, I don't know, I feel like when you connect and build relationships with people, like, you're able to, like, create good stuff and then celebrating that good stuff, and it's just, like, I don't know, it's such a good feeling.
Oh, chemistry is so real, and, like, I feel like a lot of, specifically in my sport, I mean, like, rowing, if you're not, like, if you don't like your boat, like, it's an automatic, like, disadvantage because you're literally all in unison. If you're like, what is this person doing? Like, it's just not going to work. But I feel like even with you guys, like what you were saying earlier in the sense of, like, you almost know, like, people's, like,
little tendencies.
Yeah, like, and if you don't like each other, if, like, it's, if something isn't working, like, you're not going to think about that and it's just not going to work well. So that's, I love chemistry. It's so cute and wholesome. And what about a favorite memory, kind of maybe going off of what you were saying about the people, or maybe even like a favorite moment throughout your lacrosse career? I know, another broad question, but
I feel like the first one that comes to mind for me is like last year when we beat Army in overtime. It was, I don't even know how to describe it. It was such a good feeling, like, to win, and also, like, everyone was connecting, like, throughout the whole field, and, like, being able to pull out in an overtime.
Like, triple or quadruple.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of overtimes, but.
Those success stories are, like, the best.
I think also, like, having lost to them last year in the regular season by so much, and then being able to just, like, come back as, like, an underdog and have that fire under you, and then actually coming out with a win was just so fun and exciting.
Ah, heck yeah. I can't wait for that. That's, I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, like, I agree. You're coming.
Yeah.
Watch, like, out, Loyola.
No, exactly. Like, they don't even know what's coming, like, genuinely. And so who is a role model for you in your athletic career?
I feel like my dad, just having him, like, he used to coach me when I was really younger, and then obviously he comes to, like, all my games. Mm-hmm. Before every game, he texts me, have fun, play tough. So I think just, like, I don't know. He's, like, someone that I've always looked up to, like, playing, so having, like, the support there.
That's cute.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everything that I'm thinking about is, like, just really just, like, applies to Lehigh, but I guess this will carry me for the rest of my life. Honestly, like, all the upperclassmen throughout all my time here, like, so many different people and, like, their own versions of, like, being leaders or, like, being committed to the game and making everyone better, like, and better people on and off the field. I feel like I've taken like bits and parts and like, I want to be like that or like something like that.
I feel like you can learn, going off that, I feel like you can learn so much from every person and take like a little bit from each of them. And
yeah,
I feel like this senior class now especially is like so inspiring to us.
Oh, that's so cute. There was a senior on my team my freshman year. Her name was Tori Dorn. She was the first person that I met on the team, like while I was being recruited. She was a junior at the time, and then she was a senior like when I got here. But I just remember like she was actually insane, like genuinely, and I mean that in the best, most like complimentary way, because she had a hip injury, and the doctors were like, "You can't row." She was like, "Yes, I am. Sorry, it's my last season." Like she rowed with like a whole like a crazy hip injury, and the doctors were like, "Well, if you keep rowing, like you will never row again." She's like, "That's fine," and we beat Georgetown for the first time in, and like history of Lehigh rowing history. And so that was, she's just like insane. So she was someone that I was like, when you said like just the upperclassmen, I was like, oh. So what does it mean to you to be a female in sport, especially like you were talking about role models and just like the upperclassmen, and just like, how does that make you feel?
I feel like growing up, having played sports my whole life, you kind of, going back to what we were talking about before, like you are always looking up to the girls that are over you, like, or that are older than you. So like when you were in elementary and middle school, like watching like the high school games, and then when you're here as like a freshman, you're like in awe of the seniors. So I think just as you continue to grow up, knowing that you're an inspiration to younger generations, and it just makes you feel like powerful and inspiring.
Yeah. I couldn't have said that better.
Because I feel like lacrosse is kind of a more male-dominated sport. At least, like, I was telling Kellen and Peter, like, my For You page, is as soon as I, like, mention any podcast that I'm doing, it, like, becomes the sport that I'm doing. So, like, all I'll see is, like, the Lacrosse Network now on my For You page. And it's, like, all guys. I'm like, where are the women?
I think it's definitely, like, at least girls lacrosse has grown so much in the past couple years. And like so many more teams are adding girls lacrosse programs, which is awesome.
Yes. I have noticed that like it's grown. Yeah. But I was like, where are the women? let's talk about that. And so this is kind of more of like me asking this question just because like I honestly have no idea how you do it. And like I have so much, like I'm just genuinely in awe of, I mean, lacrosse is just such an aggressive sport. Like, you are literally, like, on the low hitting each other with some sticks, like, basically. And so how do you continue to play such an aggressive sport and stay motivated even when you are literally getting, like, smacked with a stick?
I feel like, personally, if I'm getting, like, pushed or shoved around, like, that makes me angry.
Yeah. No, and, like, I get it.
So I feel like that's kind of like fuel. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like that doesn't beat people down too
much. I think
you
also just, as like starting out when you're younger, it's like you can't check, but then you learn to get checked, or then like you're allowed like modified checking and then full checking. And then I think just as you grow up, it's not like when you start lacrosse, it's like full force. So I think the development of like it getting progressively more intense and aggressive kind of like helps you adapt along the way.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, yeah.
But I feel like just with experience, like you get used to it, and kind of like what Kenna was saying, it's like when you get hit, it like just gives you like a fire under you that's like, don't hit me. And then like you just, it makes you feel like more aggressive and.
Yeah.
Rawr.
That is, oh my gosh. I wish that like rowing had like an aspect that was like a little bit more aggressive, I feel like, because I mean you're letting out a lot of anger like on this inanimate object that is like against the water. And like, and so similarly to that like aggressive mindset, like when you go into a game, what is like your mindset that gets you like prepped and ready for a game?
I feel like part of it's mindset, but also just, like, confidence. And that comes from, like, being prepared, like, physically and mentally and, like, knowing the scout or, like, just knowing what you're supposed to be doing and then some, like, so that you're prepared for all different scenarios. Then mindset wise, like just confidence mostly. Yeah.
Heck yeah. Retweet.
Retweet.
She said everything I would have said.
Oh my goodness. Is there like, are you guys like hype songs like people beforehand, or like do you listen to like chill music beforehand?
No. Definitely not chill music.
Yeah. Because I was I've noticed like the more I have people on this podcast, the more like people will say like before like a game or like before a tournament or something, they'll listen to like slow music to like calm them down. I'm like, what?
Maybe in my head, like on the bus.
Yeah.
Like.
But like in the locker room, you're listening to like hardcore rap.
As a team,
like,
we're not listening to chill music.
Yeah, no, I'm like, that's my team on the bus listens to the most wild things on the bus. Like crazy.
Yeah.
Because we can't be listening to that on the course or like or like beforehand. Because we don't have like a locker room beforehand.
Right.
We're out there. We're just in front of everyone. Some of the really good teams, though, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Like, the best team in the nation right now is Texas, and they literally have like a boombox that they like carry in as they all like stampede and like come into the race course like area, and someone will be have this huge like stereo on their shoulder, and they'll just be like strutting in slow motion. I'm like, please. We went to a race. I've never seen that in person. They post about it on Instagram, and I'm like, please. And so do you, like, watch lacrosse, or is there, like, a different sport that you, like, are kind of into and, like...
Yeah, I'm such a little laxer. I, like, follow every game. I think growing up, like, or at least it's so fun now that we're in college because all the people that you met, like, through recruiting and then seeing everyone go to all these different schools, and I think... Now, like, as a sophomore, I know most of, like, the juniors and seniors. And, like, I pretty much know, like, girls on every single team. So I think it's so
That's
fun just,
so
like,
crazy.
Being able to watch, like, all my friends, like, and people that I've met along the way, like, do well on the field. So it's so fun.
This is my last question for you. And I always ask all of my new friends on this podcast, but what is a fun fact about you?
Oh, I don't know what direction I want to take this.
This is the hardest question.
I know. It's like
the
question that like you always should have an answer for, because it's like when you're going around, it's like your name, your grade, and a fun fact.
No, and I know. And that's everyone is like, oh, why do you ask this? And I'm like, because it's fun.
I guess my fun fact is me and everyone in my family is very musically inclined. Like
Shut up.
I play, or I guess I don't actively play these right now, but like I do own one of all of these instruments. Flute, clarinet, alto, and tenor saxophone.
Do you know how to play that?
Up.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I did band growing up, and then the one rule, like, I would pick up an instrument, and then I would not get bored, but I'd be like, I also want to do this one. And the one rule in my house was, like, you can't quit. So I had to pick everything up instead of, like, just sticking with one.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
My dad is really musically inclined. He's, like, he learned how to play, like, he taught himself how to do everything. He knows how to play the banjo, the upright bass, the bassoon. I think he knows how to play the organ. Like, I'm like, what?
That's sick.
Can you guess what instrument I played in band?
Trumpet.
Cello.
Close-ish.
Trombone.
Yeah.
My sister played.
I
did the trumpet.
Oh, I had a solo one time, and then I quit.
So you were good.
No. I was in, like, fifth grade.
This is hard. Maybe. Well, growing up, I played water polo.
That's so cool, actually.
Wait.
That's so sick. That's so sick. My roommate was a synchronized swimmer.
That's cool.
Isn't that sick?
Yeah. I feel like they don't even
those,
offer
like,
that.
Niche,
like, I
those,
don't
like,
know.
Niche water sports. I'm like, that's so sick. Did you just, like, tread water the whole time?
And it was, like, through my pool club, and the rule was that you always had to have two girls in the water at all times because it was, like, co-ed, I guess, because it was just, like, my club would play, like, another club. And sometimes if not enough girls would show up, you'd be in the water the entire game.
That's low-key, like, punishment.
Yeah, there was one time so there's different age groups, and my sister was in the younger group, or my sister didn't play, but she was, like, there was a home meet, so it was at my club.
Yeah.
and they didn't have girls, but you had to have two girls in the water. So they were just, like, going around asking people to play, like, just for that one game. So my sister did it, and she's, like, in the – there's, like, pictures of her, like, in the water floating on her back, like, don't, like, can't
trying,
tread water. Yeah.
Like, literally trying to, like, just gasp for air.
Literally.
That's – oh, my gosh. So yeah, you're probably – you probably have the endurance of, like, a crazy person.
I don't know if I'd say that, but maybe – That's I could, yeah, swimming.
Treading,
yeah, I could treading tread
water.
Water. Yeah,
for,
it's hard.
Yeah, I like can barely swim. Like, so being able to tread water for that long, oh my god, cannot even imagine.
I did not know that.
You guys are that's so cool. Oh my gosh. All right, well, so Kenna and Molly, thanks again for joining me here on today's episode. I look forward to talking to you again soon, and be sure to like Lehigh Athletics on Facebook and follow Lehigh Sports on Instagram and X to stay up to date with all of your news on the mountain.